another part of the furry culture is this sexual activity and pornography part, which is the, I think, not I think, but is the source of all this taboo, I believe. Aside from the fact that dressing up as animals is odd to a lot of people. So to kind of go into this, you know, media exposure, for, you know, this source of taboo and how it has been affecting the furry fandom, there were a lot of stereotypes with people who dress up with these fursuits in the 2000s specifically, with, you know, furry pornography and a lot of erotic artwork, which is a certain section of their fandom, but they have many other things that center them within their own fandom. And so this is just a small part of them. And so in the late 90s and early 2000s, a lot of the portrayals of furries in the media focused mainly on this sexual aspect of the furry fandom and essentially labeled them pretty much obsessed with sex. And this was including things like magazines. So Vanity Fair, Wired, Loaded, TV shows. So we've got, you know, CSI Crime Scene Investigations, The Simpsons even. And there were so many more. And it's interesting because the image of them is not what is actually represented by what the furry fandom actually does. Because surveys from the 2010s find that the majority of furries responding to surveys on non-adult websites find that sexual attraction is not in a very important part of their furry activities. And as well, from surveys from their own conventions, researchers found that a majority of the respondents have viewed furry pornography, but only a small minority cited that it was the primary reason for joining. So I had honestly no idea about the furry fandom. I knew what they did, just the dressing up part, but I didn't know about all of the sexual aspect and this whole community that they have, in a way. And all I really hear is, you know, I just bad things about furries, people making fun of them, people absolutely hating them. And I grew up during the early days when TikTok, so not like early days, but in my early days when TikTok just kind of started, of all these videos where it was the, you know, gamer guy, gamer girl, or just the gamers versus furries. And it was pretty much just making fun of furries all the time. And thinking back now, I don't understand what they did to get that much hate and it at the time. And now I can see that a lot of it is stemmed from this misinformation that they are primarily focused on, you know, sexual activity and all this pornography, which itself, also pornography and sex, is very taboo itself. So add in people who dress like animals plus sexual association. Plus, as well, have to mention that the furry fandom is also a very large portion LGBTQ plus, that is also a form, also taboo in many cultures, even though it's growing more acceptance. So it kind of creates this perfect storm of just dislike for this community. And it is sad. I really wish that they didn't get such a bad rep, because they are honestly just minding their own business. You know, there's obviously some that are more outspoken, or there is pornography out there, but the majority of them are just looking to, in my hypothesis, looking for a community of people online, or wherever they are, kind of thing. And, you know, genuinely like the aesthetics of making characters and artwork, etc. Not sure what you think, maybe you might think differently, but this is just my thought. My show for the hour, so you have to listen. But yeah, that's a kind of my ramble about taboos, into specifically furry culture being a taboo, being very taboo. So my takeaway and my conclusion is that be careful of, you know, why you think something is wrong, or, you know, some of the examples that I gave about why we don't talk about some of these things and why we sometimes discourage them when they don't really have, you know, any large reason to be discouraged. Such as women's reproductive health, for example, which I feel like is rarely talked about and brings up uncomfortable feelings for people when it does get mentioned. So it's just a matter of being able to speak about these topics, feeling comfortable about, you know, bringing these up in conversation with family and friends, and even just strangers. Like, if we can all get to a point where we can talk about these things, we spread awareness, and that spreads understanding. So, the end. That's the end of my mini rant / talk of why we should just let people be. Just let people do what they want to do. You know, obviously we don't want people to kill each other. We don't want any of these bad acts. But when it comes to things like, you know, dressing up for a certain aesthetic or liking a certain interest, just let everyone be. You know, sometimes we gotta just focus on your own world. And if they want to do that, then so be it. Okay. I am gonna go back to the music now. I have a couple more songs to get through. So I'm going to start with a song by Marcy. She just released a new album, or not released actually, upcoming album called Mask Lady and the Late Night Girl. And I'm going to be playing the song called Butterfly Sticker. So enjoy. Are you interested in a more holistic approach to women's health? Lilac and Leaf is a virtual women's health clinic
serving the Greater Vancouver region, bringing together mental health, nutrition, and well-being. Alongside our team of specialized counselors and dietitians, Lilac and Leaf offers access to discover community-made wellness products and opportunities to take educational workshops led by local health and wellness professionals. Learn more at lilacandleaf.ca.
Down, up, and down, elevator. down.
Each Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM for Studio 6 to hear an organic combination of performance and interview by inspiring artists and community conversations. Broadcast live atop Burnaby Mountain or selected from our audio archive, we invite you to listen in.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I am your only host for tonight, DJ Coco, because DJ Star is unfortunately sick. So, that last one you just heard was called Organic Intelligence, bracket OI, bracket, by the artist Horse Girl, from her album Nature is Healing, in all caps. Then The one right before that, I actually just slotted out one of my other songs because I was like, I want to listen to this one today because I've been listening to this one on repeat. So the one before that, you heard Up and Down by Julian Fujima. Oh, it's so good. It was so good. I had just had to slot my other song out. I didn't even care. Forget about the record. Forget about my preset music. But I believe he, this DJ, is coming in September to Vancouver to Village Studios. Can't remember the exact date. You know what? Okay, you know what? I'll probably just look it up. Give me 1 second. But just recently found out about this artist. Why is it giving me funeral services? I don't know how I got this far. Coming Saturday, September 19th, 10 p.m. to Village Studios. So if you liked the Up and Down song, go there. I think I will be going there for sure. I just wanted to also give my goodbyes now since we are at the top of the hour now. So thank you so much for tuning into Slumber Party this week. I hope DJ Star will be okay by next week. Pretty sure she will be. But stay tuned for next week and join us then. We'll have another new topic to talk about together. Because it is very, very hard to solo these topics. Very difficult. I think my brain was blanking out a little bit at certain parts. But I think I got my main message across at least. But yeah, this at 7 p.m. we have Lynn's open mic, I believe. And then at 8 p.m. we have Vancouver with our music coordinator, Connor. So stick around for those two shows. I am going to play a few more songs, so I actually might come back and introduce them. May or might not, depending on how I'm feeling. Community radio. So this next one, at least I'll introduce for you, is called Marinate by the artist M.A. Colon Q. Sorry, I didn't even remember what that symbol was. But hope you enjoy. And hope you have an awesome Tuesday.
vide qui nous dévore à toutes les heures. On pourrait se tenir par la main comme des enfants qui auraient peur. Les oiseaux fous qui chantent.
See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.